You there?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on. Okay. Hi, angels. I'm so glad to be here tonight. And it's Transformation Thursday. People live in the life they love and love in the life they live. And sometimes people overcome obstacles, big obstacles. Sometimes the biggest obstacle, I think, is ourself, you know, getting in the way of our dream and our passion. And I have a girl tonight, a friend of mine, and she's a young woman. She's 25 years old. And if you got the email that I sent out, it says she's 26. She's 25 and has started her own swimsuit company, super successful. And she's done a lot of good things transforming her own life and building, a successful business. And Stephanie, I'm glad you're here. So introduce yourself. And this is Stephanie and her Gypsy. Well, tell us about your company, your name of your company, your last name, because I don't want to mispronounce it. I'm always clear about that. So how do you say your last name again?
It's Holzhauser, and it's very Dutch. It means wooden house.
I like that.
So,
that's good.
Yep.
Go ahead. And your name of your company is? Swimsuit.
The name of my company? Yeah, the name of my company is Gypsy Local.
Okay. And you're based out of here in Fort Lauderdale. So her store is right up the street from me. But I met Stephanie about a little over a year ago, and she was just really getting her company off the ground. And how did you start? Tell us about how you started, because you're in a great store now, in a great location, but it wasn't always like that. Mm-hmm. How did you start?
Well, you know, I live in South Florida, and me and my two sisters, you know, we're water babies. We're always, you know, spearfishing or free diving or surfing or doing something in the water. And, you know what, I've always been pretty crafty. In high school, I did the costumes for the plays. And I just, you know, I was always like that figure-it-out-yourself kind of person. If I ever saw something that, you know, was really unique, I've always wanted to try and make it myself, you know. So, one day I was just kind of tired of buying the same old bikini, you know, and it not really fitting me the way that I want, you know, because every woman is different, you know. We all have unique, beautiful bodies. And I was just, you know, kind of tired of, you know, the same old, you know, bikini. And, you know, sometimes you go to the beach and there's someone else there with that same bikini on. And us girls, you know, we don't want that. So
that's true.
I decided to start, you know, making my own, you know, and I made one. And my sister wanted one and my other sister wanted one. And between us, you know, everyone in Fort Lauderdale, and it kind of just took off from there.
That's cool. You started on with social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and that's how you started building your business. People couldn't really come in and try them on, but they could go and look for them online, right? So share with us how that happened. The first time you got your first order, was that Instagram, was that Facebook, was that Twitter? How did you get your first order?
You know what? It was Instagram. 100% Instagram.
Okay, so that really made your business take off, Instagram did?
People don't realize, like, how powerful Instagram is today. It is absolutely insane. If there was some sort of way, you know, which, I mean, I know there's more ways out today for people to just buy directly off Instagram, like, that would just be insane, because I had so many people commenting and liking my posts, you know, of, like, just little bikinis, you know, just something that I just created an hour before. Hey, how can I get that? Where is this? What store? What's your website? And for like 6 months, I didn't even have a website, and I was just commenting them back. Here's my email address. Send me money, and I'll send you the bikini. And it was so unorganized and so small, but, I mean, they still got it, and they loved it, and it was something one of a kind that my hands touched, and no one else had it. So to them, it was, you know, it was everything.
Wow. So, and then I know you started doing fashion shows, and it seems like everything's going along as perfect, right? You know, you're getting orders, people are wanting your bathing suits, and you've had ups and you've had downs, and you've had fashion shows, and you've got a new store.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions I want to ask you, two questions. First of all, Have you always been an entrepreneur at heart, or you know, has that always been within you? So that's a question I want to know. And then the second question is have you ever had a mess up, a failure, or a big something that didn't work out?
Mm-hmm.
So two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, well, to answer your first question, yes, I think I've definitely always been an entrepreneur. You know, I've always had that attitude of, you know, whatever you can do, like, I can do it better. Not to put down, you know, those hardworking people out there, you know, but it's like, you know, if I saw a garment, you know, out there that I thought was really awesome, I thought, well, I mean, I can do that. I mean, when I was 15, I bought my first sewing machine, and while everyone was out partying, I was kind of a little hermit, but I was inside creating and figuring out how to use the sewing machine and just, you know, trial and error, and figuring it out myself. And, I mean, yeah, at times I wanted to throw it in the water. And, you know, it was so frustrating for sure. But, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't let my failures stop me. And I think that is something that all entrepreneurs have, you know, that they're always faced with failure. And I am blessed with the most amazing parents who support me like 150%, and they both have like a crazy amount of entrepreneur in their soul and in their blood. You know, they're both really, really, really hardworking people, and you know, before anything, you know, they're really kind people. And you know, I've even asked them before, you know, with, you know, clients that they've had, you know, do you hate them? And, you know, do you hate them for what they've done to you? You know, you put all this hard work and time in for them, like, do you, and, you know, they've done this to you, like, and they both told me, you know, I don't hate anyone. I will never hate anyone. And to have an attitude like that, you know, that will make you all the more richer, I think, in this world. Yeah. So,
that's cool.
And they're just... they're really, 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 really supportive, and they help me out a lot. Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had failures. It's insane. Like, oh, my God, so many. I mean, when I first started, I'm sorry, did you have another question for me before I got into that question?
I want to make sure people, I want you guys to listen to this, because this is something, at her grand opening, I talked to your mom, and your mom and your whole family is there. But you said your mom, and you've told me her parents have supported her emotionally, but Stephanie opened her store up and financed herself and did everything herself. Her mom and dad did not help her that with money. They helped her with support, with, hey, you can do this, you can have this dream, and you can do it. So any of you guys listening, I want to make sure that we're clear about that. So Stephanie, and I know that you've had some ups and downs, but that's something I want to make sure people understood, because I was super impressed with that. You could have went to them,
yeah.
And you didn't. You did it yourself.
Yeah. You have a goal,
25.
You know?
Yeah, you have a goal. And one other thing that I want you guys to know, too, and I want her to tell about her failure. You told me a story. I never forgot it. You said, you know, you left you were working for someone or doing whatever you did for them, doing, I can't remember what it was. And your employer said, you're going to leave me to go work for you to make bikinis, right? Do you remember you telling me that story?
And
yeah,
it was a bartender.
Yeah, right. And he insinuated that you would want to come back, and who's laughing now, because you got a store and you're super successful. But as you said, with success comes failure. So share with us how you kept your dream, and although you had some mistakes and some downs, what happened? Share with us a failure that that you kept on going.
Yeah, I mean, I still do have dreams. Like, in my head, you know, I'm still not at the top, even though I have made it a really long way. I feel like I'm still climbing that mountain, you know, and I'm still getting, you know, more and more of my dreams, you know, in my hands for sure. So I'm never, never, never done dreaming. But, I mean, there's definitely been some crazy things that have happened in the past. I mean, when I first started, you know, I didn't really know a lot about swimwear and a lot about the industry, because I chose not to go to school for it. I chose to save myself the money, you know, because I'd rather make that money than spend that money, you know, and listen, you know, to people, you know, really knowledgeable people about the industry. I mean, if you have the money to do it, I mean, you can do it. But I just chose to take the road less traveled, you know, and figure it all out on my own just because I'm that type of person to, you know, go after it like that. But it was a lot of trial and error. So there was a lot of garments I made that just did not fit right. And thank God I had my two sisters to just be my testers and my mannequins, you know. And, I mean, things didn't always go good for them.
But, yeah, there you go.
You know, I remember I had one girlfriend. Oh my God, this girl, she's gorgeous. And I made her whatever she wanted for sure. And she told me, hey, you know, I'm seeing this guy and we're going to go on a trip together. He's flying me out to California and then we're going to drive down to Mexico and we're going to have a few days, you know, in Cabo. We're going to get sexy and we're going to go to the beaches. You know, can you make me a sexy suit? So I said, okay. All right. It was my first, like, you know, it was my first big thing. You know, you're going on a date with a guy, and it has to be perfect. So, you know, I made the pattern, and I cut out the fabric for her, and the fabric was a really pretty, like, light brown, shimmery in the sun, and it was almost nude. Like, when you had it on your body, it looked so sexy. It looked like you had nothing on. Well, to my dismay, I actually didn't line it properly and double the fabric, so she literally was nude. Like, she came out of the water, and her entire suit was see-through.
Oh, my God.
So she called me, and she was like, Stephanie, I got out of the water, and you could see everything. Oh, my God. I mean, she was my really good friend, so thank God she wasn't like a random customer that got super angry with me. But I said, I'm so sorry. Well, did you get a second date?
Yeah.
So she did get a second date, and I'll take credit for that.
Yeah. You know, we have a thing for that in the South, but I get you. That's cool. I bet she got a second date
yeah.
for her, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, you know, there have been, you know, situations like that where, like, you know, things are see-through or things are, you know, a strap breaks because it wasn't strong enough or, you know, something cracked because I wasn't using the right thread, because, you know, all this, there's a science behind all of it, you know, and now I double my fabric. I have stretchy thread, you know, nothing cracks. Everything is, like, full on. You're getting the best support. Yeah, and, you know, now, I figured most of it out. I can't say ever that I figured it all out. No one has it figured all out, you know, and I'm still learning.
Gotcha.
2 years later. But it's definitely been, like, a really awesome, awesome ride. I mean, it's bikinis. Like, who doesn't love bikinis?
Right. You're in the right industry, and we live in South Florida. And, by the way, guys, I bought a bathing suit from her. She created it for me because she's super creative. And I want you to know, the guy said, you have an amazing body. And I was sitting there going, no, I don't. It's her bikini. And so I just ordered two more from her today. So we're going to talk about how you can order your bathing suit as well. And I appreciate you so very much. But this is something that I love about Stephanie and my own observation of her. She told me today, she goes, you know, I did the research, and she does a lot of research in this industry. And she goes, I went on the line and did what she needed to do. She goes, because instead of spending, because school's not for you, and it's for some people, and I want to clarify that, you made the coolest statement. You said, you know, I didn't want to spend $60,000 at school. I wanted to make $60,000 in my industry. So, you know, she did the work. She did the investigating. She did the research, and here she is today. You know, super successful, and I get what you say. It's not a destination; it's a journey. So you're on to the next thing. But you know, some of your mistakes you told me today have been your best pieces of art. So talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a
mm-hmm.
great statement that you made to me, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work?
Mistakes or like accidents. You know, you don't really realize, you know, what some of your best pieces are until, like, maybe you see it on someone else or someone else does something with, you know, a piece. Like the other day, I've actually been getting a lot of requests for the high-waisted bottoms. You know, they come up to you know, your midline, they kind of like cinch your waistline, you know, to make you look slimmer. And
right.
They don't really look, they don't really look good on me per se, but a lot of girls love them. So I made a pair, and all my bottoms are reversible. So I did a pair where one side was leopard and the other side was purple. And one of my models came over to try it on, and, you know, we were going to take pictures. And then she was just walking around, so she just, I don't know, fidgeting with it. She actually took the top half of it and folded it down over her hips, figured out that
oh, wow.
we could do a different style, and it wasn't even me. Like, it was my model, and she was just kind of playing around with it, and we just figured out, oh, my God, this is, like, totally genius. You can have two styles of this bottom. Comes up to the center line, you know, of your midsection. You can have that style, or you can fold it over, and you're going to have another color kind of fold over the print. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. I got you. So,
you got it?
I do. I got it, because I was sitting there going, huh, I wonder if she can make one of my bikinis high-waisted. And
yeah,
absolutely.
I mean,
yeah,
I can
yeah.
make anything, Tori, honestly.
I getcha. And so she folded, and so she had two styles right there.
She had two styles right there. We didn't even mean to do it.
Yeah, cool. And you guys, Stephanie's story is, it's very, you know, she told me something today. You said anything that's in your store is totally you. You would wear it, right? You know, it's not
yeah.
something all. Let me
I would
just
wear it, and there's good energy flowing through all of my garments. I mean, if I have something in there that I'm not crazy about, I consider that bad energy, and
right.
I don't want it in my store.
I gotcha. So I'm going to mm-hmm. recap this. So you've always been good with your hands, and it's in your name. We were talking about mm-hmm. that today. And so you've always been crafty, and you've always had that entrepreneur spirit, you know, inside of you. And so you just always built on, you know, from school, you did stuff in high school, making costumes, you know, in bathing suits, and now you're doing that. So you followed your heart. You've always done, you haven't cheated yourself and settled for something that you had to do. To make money. You've always chased your opportunity, you've always chased your passion, and therefore you've
yep.
made money. And
yep.
that is a key that I get. And then you did the research.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just throw something together. If something didn't work, you figured out where
mm-hmm.
the mistake was, and you
Let me
you
just
chased,
tell you something
you,
real quick. Let me just tell you something
okay.
real quick before I forget. So when I quit my bartending job, I didn't have another job to fall back on. Luckily,
okay.
I actually have the luxury of living at home. So, and my parents, like, that's, like, the biggest thing that I'm grateful for. You know, they put a roof over my head, and they said, follow your dreams, and, you know, we'll provide you, you know, with this place to live so you can save up, and, you know, and then you can get there. So I couldn't take one more day of bartending because I felt like I was there so much. You know, day and night, it was taking out so much energy from me that I couldn't really do what I loved, so I quit. I just quit. And then I started selling bikinis because by that time, a couple girls had, like, you know, they knew about me and I was making some money here and some money here, but it wasn't much. And, I mean, there were times where, like, you know, I couldn't go out to eat. I couldn't do anything with my friends. Like, they were like, hey, let's do this. And I was like, I can't, you know, I need to save up whatever money I can to go get fabric, you know, to try this out,
wow.
try out this style.
Wow. So that,
yeah.
so you put, you, man, that's great. So you didn't live for the moment. I mean, we live for the moment sometimes, I guess you know. But you didn't live for the moment. You lived to create your, you know, you knew that you were going to be successful at your business,
mm-hmm.
right? It was that
mm-hmm.
or get a job. And getting a job was just not
mm-hmm.
something that you were here to do. So chasing your passion.
It wasn't an option because, you know what, I've seen it before. I've seen it a million times. Like if you work in the food industry and in the service industry,
right.
it can take over your life.
I get you. You're right about that because – you know, I grew up in restaurants because my dad owned them. And, you know, I was like, I'm not going to – I remember walking out of a restaurant saying, I'm going to do this, what I'm doing today, and because I didn't want to do that. And, I just didn't. I get you. Great. I didn't know that about you. Great story, by the way.
Thanks.
And your mom and your dad, you're able to – let me ask you a question. What is something that hinders people from chasing their dream, okay, or finding their passion or chasing it like you mm-hmm. chased it, other people have chased it, and you're young. You're 25.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the way you were raised, or give us a couple of reasons mm-hmm. why you do it and how others can do it.
It could be how you're raised, but I mean, I've thought that before, but then again, my mom is the most driven person, and I think that's because her parents were the way that they were. They were not hardworking at all. They were actually, pretty lazy, and she paid for a lot of stuff for them, you know, as their daughter. She took care of them, her whole life. She took care of them.
Wow.
And they always said, now my mom's dad is in a senior citizen's home, and he had to do a reverse mortgage on his house and declared all this stuff, and gave it all back to the government, because when he was younger, in his 30s and 40s, he didn't really work. And my mother has said that she has caught him saying, "Oh, don't worry, she'll take care of us when we get older." She's a sweetheart.
Wow.
She'll take care of us.
And my mom
still worked so hard because she wasn't going to let her parents go to the street.
Right. So you got that drive from your mom. I know all your sisters have it too, and what they're doing. So your mom and your dad taught you how to have drive and ambition, or you learned from their example. But if you don't have a parent, then if you have, then you got to find it within yourself. And how do you find it within yourself every day? Yeah, how do you find that within yourself every day? How do you find it within yourself when you mess up in a fashion show? What do you do?
When I mess up in a fashion show?
Or if you mess up in a fashion show, or or you mess up with a bathing suit, and how do you still find that drive saying, okay, I made a mistake, how do I go forward? How do you do that? Do you talk to yourself?
I think definitely. You definitely have to make time for yourself, and, support yourself. But I think that a lot of people, they aren't doing, what they love to do because they haven't really, sat back and taken the time to think about, what they love. And if you don't know, if you don't know what you love, if you don't know what you want to do and you don't know what you love, then you can't go for it, because you need to figure out what it is that you want, whether it is going away, taking a few days off and just chilling out, figuring it out. And then you need to zone in and focus on it, because the second that you know what you want to do, if you really want to do it, you'll do it. When I first started making bikinis, I think I'd only made, maybe two or three just for fun. But I would legit tell people, I'm a designer. I have a line, Hey, look at my line. I'm a designer. Yeah, I have a swimwear line. Yeah, I would tell, I would tell so many people that. I only had three bikinis made. Three. It was a joke. And then, 6 months later, I realized, oh, my God, I am a designer, and I do have a line of bikinis right now. And I said it so much, it had become a reality.
I got you. So your power of the spoken word, you just said it over and over again, and you believed what you said, right? That's cool. I like that. Okay. Because the universe or your higher power responds to not what you say, but how you feel about what you say. So you said it so much, mm-hmm. and you had three bikinis out mm-hmm. there. Now, three bikinis, mm-hmm. 2 years later, you got a store full of bikinis and a lot of customers.
Mm-hmm.
And cool. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's, mm-hmm. that's the law of attraction in action. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So
but at the end of the day, I'm still really, really, really passionate about it. And the second you're not passionate about it, and the second that you hate it, get out of it. Because if you keep doing it, it's really bad energy. If I resented and I hated every bikini that I made, I wouldn't sell any of them.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with you on that, too, as well. Good for you. That is so true, Stephanie. And I know bikinis are just one part of what you're doing. And, it's a one spoke in your very large wheel. And you feel driven to do other things. And you do you do meditation? I know you do yoga. What are some practices mm-hmm. that help keep you not focused on money, but focused on passion. And I know you want to do other things. Mm-hmm. Are you figuring that out, or how are you figuring that out? So share with us about that, because that's a great story in itself there, too, as well, watching you grow and what your next step is, you know, and how you get there.
I'm definitely really passionate about the ocean, conserving the ocean. That's, like, a really big thing that's kind of, like, creeped into my life, and I think that as humans, we have, destroyed our relationship with animals and especially the ocean. And I think that we need to start caring a lot more about that. So I think I'm going to start bringing a lot more charity and a lot more benefits from buying my bikinis into the world. I want to start, you know, doing something along those lines. And, like, as far as meditation goes and, you know, relaxing, like, I think that as Americans, people don't realize that we need to take a break. Like, if you go to Europe, like, in the summer, they're all closed. Everyone's closed because everyone knows how to give themselves a break. And I know that everyone has to pay bills. I know that life is definitely a struggle and, you know, you need to make ends meet at the end of the day. But, I mean, really, at the end of the day, you are number one. You only have one life. You need to relax and take a load off and go to the beach. Go do whatever it is that you love to do, and don't forget that, you know, you only have one life to do that, and you need to take advantage of this time on Earth and give yourself, you know, the time of day, you know, that really is my meditation. Just going to the beach and just hanging out and, you know, putting on some of my favorite music and just decompressing. And yoga is really, really magic, and I don't do it enough. And I really want to try and get back into it a lot more.
Right.
I used to go every single day. Now maybe I go like 3 times a week, but I really, really, really want to go more because it really is magic.
I hear you. I just started doing yoga. I was telling you and your mom that. And so you guys are amazing in some of the things that you told me. So I'm looking forward to progressing with that one myself. So yoga, taking time for yourself, going to the beach, meditating the way you meditate, because there's all forms of meditation. And also,
and laughing. Don't forget to laugh, and don't forget to smile and laugh, guys. Like, that is number one, you know, for me. Like, watching some stand-up, or I love making people laugh. Honestly, in high school, I wanted to get into stand-up just because I love bringing someone that feeling of laughter. Like, watching someone smile and knowing that you did that is, like, the greatest feeling ever.
I like that, Stephanie. You know what I appreciate about you? You are funny, and you got this dry wit. So, Stephanie and I have a mutual friend who's pregnant, and she and I were talking. She goes, I guess I'm going to have to find other people to help me go day drinking. You're funny. Yeah, I know you don't day drink.
What was the joke? Oh, I actually saw it. It was a meme. It was, everyone's getting married and having babies, and I'm just like, hey, who wants to day drink with me?
So, we'll have mimosas this weekend, okay? That'll be great. So,
perfect.
So I appreciate that about you. And listen, we're coming to the end of our show. So how does someone order your bikinis or take a look at them? So give your, however you want to do that, give them your address or your phone number or your website or your share with us how we can do that. So, because I want to,
there are a few ways. All right. So if you're local to South Florida, if you're down here in Fort Lauderdale, my store is located on Commercial Beach, and the address is 2711 East Commercial Boulevard. It's just west of Bayview. And if you're in the Lauderdale by the Sea area, it's right there on that street just west of the beach. So you can come down here, grab your bikini, and then keep going to the pier. or if you're not in South Florida, you can go to my website, which is gypsylocal.com. It's J, like a hook, Y-P-S-E-A. L-O-C-A-L, gypsylocal.com. And you can get on my website. You can create your own bikini. I have a whole page where it's all of my styles in black. You can pick out whatever print you want, pick out whatever color strings you want. I make it all for you, custom, because every woman's body is different and unique and beautiful. And if you want to give me a call, I am so glad to take anyone's call as well, take any type of order or question. My number is 954-296-3083.
Cool. You guys, and she's wonderful at helping you design a bikini. She helped me design two today myself, so I'm super excited about it. And there's not a long turnover time, you know, to get your bikini ordered and then get it. So it's like a week and a half maybe at the most. And if you're international, there's a way that you can do that too as well, because we have people all over the world that download our show. And by the way, Stephanie, the show's available, you know, on the web link 365 days a year, 24/7.
Awesome.
So they're going to be able to really connect with you that way as well. And I know that she really supports other business owners and entrepreneurs, and she likes to give back that way too as well, because, you know, she's got cards in there and things and, you know, that people that she recommends. So you don't want to, you know, she's just amazing. That's my own thought about you, how you help people and how you want to give back to the environment. And I appreciate that so very much. You know what I mean? And where are you going from here? Well, you're going to come back on our show, hopefully. And,
absolutely.
You know, you've got things that I think, and I know that you've got a lot of stuff that you're working on and want to do. And she's teaching me how to play tennis. Okay. Anyway, we had fun the other day. That's good. So thank you very much, my dear. You are a wonderful guest and such an inspiration.
Thanks.
You betcha. And we'll have you on again. And you guys know, I've got a way to contact her. And if you have any questions, just give us a call. But like her page, or I don't know if you have a Facebook page, or follow her on Instagram.
If you have an Instagram as well, you can follow me on Instagram. I do two posts a day, and it's oh my god, all my latest stuff and even one of a kind stuff. It's gypsy_swim.
Okay, cool. So you got a way to connect with her. And you guys, our next show is going to be Sunday evening at 8:30 p.m. So you don't want to miss it. It's all about relationships. And then if you just download our show anytime, 24/7, and you can meet Stephanie. She's got a great shop. She's got a great bikini wear for anybody, for any shape or size. And what I love about her is that she knows how to make a bikini look good on you. So, Stephanie, I couldn't wait to tell you what that guy said. And I'm so critical of my body. It's all good.
I know, and I don't know why you're critical, because you're, like, flawless. So you need to stop.
Yeah, I love you. Thank you. I don't have any cash. I'll have to pay you later. So it's all good. But
I know where you live.
Anyway, you too. Yeah, there you go. You guys take care, and that's listening, and I'm getting texts already from people. So hopefully we can have you on again really soon. And thank you for sharing how you got started and your story, and can't wait to see where you're going. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now. And Stephanie, I will talk to you soon. Take care, everybody.
Thank you so much, Tree.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye.